Here's Bill.
Yeah, Brothers of the Highway, Children of the Wind. I'd almost wish it were Brothers of the Highway, Sisters of the Wind, so it'd be more inclusive. You know, we got an email this morning saying, put the women on. Well, they're welcome. They're welcome to come on. We have been talking about all the important issues. We'll get back to the press conference. Everybody's talking about that up to the years. We talked just a bit ago about the Mexican drug cartels. And now I want to talk about Iran with one of our favorite people, Michael Rubin. He's the resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, author of the upcoming book, Talking to the Enemy. Well, that's right on target. The Perils and Promise of Engagement. When is that book out, Michael?
It will be out sooner than the Hittite Dictionary, from what we know. It'll probably be next year sometime.
Well, you come to us first, okay? We'll spend a lot of time on it.
We'll do.
I want to ask you, just because you're smart about these things, didn't warn you this was coming. We do want to focus on Iran, but the Mexican cartel border problem, how do you look at it? You're an expert on foreign policy, on national security, on the Middle East. What analogy is or similarity is here?
Look, I mean, the whole point is that we need to defend our borders, and that the whole purpose, I'm all in favor of immigration, but if we tolerate any illegal immigration, we make a mockery of our legal immigration. It's important to take these things seriously. I'm actually going down to Fort Bliss for a week next week, which is right up against the border.
Sure, to instruct our guys?
Yeah, we have a couple units leaving.
I mean, you've got an issue here of national sovereignty, don't you, when these guys are penetrating over the border, when these cartel leaders are tying up people in Atlanta and beating them to death?
I mean, most certainly. But the other thing is when politicians worry about the sensitivities of the symbolism that putting up the border fence or enforcing the border sends to Mexico, I'm sorry, the purpose of the United States government is to secure the security of U.S. citizens. It's not to be all warm and fuzzy with the Mexican government if they can't control their own side of the border.
And there shouldn't be too long or too tortured a reach to the U.S. military if it is national security that's at stake.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Let's talk about Iran. The president brought it up last night. It wasn't a direct question. He had a question about Israel and the Middle East, and I think it was that question, wasn't it, Seth, where he mentioned Iran and said, well, you know, they didn't immediately declare they were getting rid of their nuclear facilities, so I guess my comments were a failure. But this isn't the point, is it?
No, and what he talked about a little bit was persistence, but that's kind of silly, because if you're persisting in failure, that's not something to be honored about. And what, as you know, we translate the Iranian press every day. And
yes, you do.
We do, and it was amazing looking at the Supreme Leader's comments about Obama's message. He was just so dismissive of them. He said, if your enmity against the Iranian nation is truly ended, have you released Iranian assets? Have you removed sanctions? Have you ended your propaganda warfare? Have you ended your unconditional support for the Zionist regime? Changing rhetoric must not be followed by unchanged intentions. Basically, what he's doing is laying out all the preconditions. And while our media and while some of the aides in the White House can say, oh, maybe this will work, the Iranians are telegraphing as clearly as possible that this isn't going to work unless we unconditionally surrender to their demands. That's not in our interest, and it's unfortunate. And then the other issue, which is something Bill Kristol had pointed out in the Weekly Standard, is just when one compares Obama's message to the Iranian people with Bush's message to the Iranian people, the difference really is striking, and it's striking not in favor of Obama. Obama didn't mention liberty. He talked directly to the Islamic Republic of Iran, to the leadership. He ignored the people. And when you look at Bush's message the year before, it's hard to take issue with it. What Bush had said was the people of the United States respect the people of Iran, that we respect the traditions of Iran, the great history of Iran. We have differences with the government, but we honor the people, and we want the people to live in a free society. You have none of this dialogue with the Iranian people in Obama's message, and I think it makes a mockery of us, and it weakens us in the Iranian eyes.
Explain to us a little, because smart people like you have focused on this, how he addressed it to, what was it, to the Islamic Republic of Iran? Is that what he called it?
Exactly.
Why is that significant? Is that in effect conferring a special kind of legitimacy on the regime?
It is. It's a precedent. We've never done that before. And basically what we said was the United States wants the Islamic Republic of Iran to take its rightful place in the community of nations. Earlier on, he said, I would like to speak directly to the people and leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran. What Obama is basically saying when he does that and when he says the Islamic Republic of Iran rather than just the people of Iran is he's saying that the only people I care about are people that accept the theocracy. Indeed, we accept your propaganda that everyone in Iran loves the theocracy. What's ironic right now, with the Iranian regime really teetering for economic and domestic political reasons, is Obama is really throwing a lifeline out.
Propping it up a little bit.
Exactly.
All right, so the reaction of the Islamic Republic's Iran's leader, I'm not going to make the same mistake, the reaction of Iran's leaders was cold water on him. What was the reaction of the people?
The people have, from what we can tell, have been silent. You know, what's really amazing about the Iranians are that the Iranians are Persian, Farsi, is the third most popular blogging language. And from what we can tell from the blogs, people don't really care for Obama. And remember, from the Iranian perspective, Obama's message is juxtaposed with the death of a prominent dissident in Evin prison in Tehran. It's juxtaposed with the arrest on capital charges of seven Baha'is, that's a religious minority in Iran, and it's juxtaposed with families of all the political prisoners picnicking for Nowruz outside the walls of the political prison and then having the mothers of these political prisoners arrested. So the juxtaposition of this, of the Iranians standing up for tyranny and Obama kowtowing to it, is really just striking. And from a national security perspective, it's also part of the pattern of, while Obama's intentions are good, of really projecting weakness.
Yeah. All right. Will there be another entreaty? Do you think there's a sense in the in his foreign policy establishment that there's a sense that this didn't work, they better lay low a while, or they're going to try again? Do they think they're doing just fine?
This is the problem with diplomacy. I'm sure that realists within the Obama administration recognize it doesn't work. Now, it doesn't help, for example, when one of the people working for Dennis Ross now has given an interview to the Iranian press saying, you know, Iran has every right to continue enriching uranium. That does undermine our negotiating position a little bit.
Was this an Obama administration person?
Well, this was a gentleman, Ray Tekke, who gave the interview right before he was brought into the administration.
Wow.
But the Iranians do the criminology. They know what different people in Washington say, and this interview wasn't with an American paper. It was in Persian with an Iranian paper.
I got to ask you. No, I'm going to ask Seth. You'll give us the answer. All right, Seth. Farsi is the third most popular internet language. What are the first two?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to guess English and probably not Hittite yet. We're not there with the Hittite dictionary.
Well, so maybe in about 60 years.
Yeah, in 60 years it'll be Hittite. But I'm going to guess, I'm guessing Spanish?
I was thinking it was Chinese, but
me too.
I'm not talking internet language. I'm talking blogging language.
Blogging language. Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say English and Chinese.
Okay.
Even though they're not allowed to.
Two out of three.
There's just so many of them. And the numbers stack up anyway, even though they're outlaws. Can we go east a little bit, Michael?
Sure.
How big a deal is this Sharia law in this part of northwest Pakistan, the SWAT area? Is this a coming tide in Pakistan? Are these guys going to take it over, the Taliban types?
Well, Pakistan is always the big worry. It really is.
It is the big worry, isn't it?
It's a nuclear state. It's also an artificial state. It has a long history of basically internal civil strife. What I worry about more is by offering to make accommodation with the Taliban, to find so-called moderate Taliban and so forth, we're encouraging this group who believes that they are the wave of the future, and we're pulling the rug out from those who would try to stabilize Afghanistan. You know, I'm sorry, Pakistan. You know, Newsweek did a cover story on how to live with radical Islam.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, the people who are much more willing to live with radical Islam are the people that are 10,000 miles away in the United States, and not those who actually have to suffer under it. I mean, what you're basically doing is selling half the population, that is the women, down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, the locution, this is a Taliban you can live with, is not really sensible, right?
Right, and giving any safe haven for potential terrorists isn't sensible, especially after we made that mistake with the Taliban once.
Well, we're more sensible than we were before you came on. Thank you very much, as always, Michael Rubin.
Thank you.
Get back to that book. I do not want a Hittite schedule here.
Exactly.
All right, Michael Rubin, American Enterprise. We'll explain that to you when we come back. People are saying, what are they talking about? Well, you got to listen every day. Sorry. Otherwise, you miss the middle of the story. We'll be right back.